It's Monday, the 10th of October. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Well, the Aggies' 45-40 win over Texas Tech Saturday was certainly nothing of beauty, but A&M did manage to stop their two-game losing streak and identify the lingering problems in pass defense. It was a problem that resulted in Tech making things kind of interesting in the final minute when they scored, but then failed on an onside kick. That in a game that A&M led by 15 twice, once with less than 3 minutes to play. Tech's hurry-up offense netted the Red Raiders 105 snaps. 66 of those were pass attempts. But the difference was the Dustin Harris block of a 50-yard Tech field goal try in the third quarter that Terrence Frederick scooped up and returned for 65 yards and a score. Tech could have been down by just 5 with momentum, but instead they were down by 15 with the Aggies re-energized after that play. A&M had 2 3 and outs and a failed 4th-and-1 try in the third quarter, but the quarter's final play was also key. It was a 68-yard Ryan Epperson punt that backed Tech up to their own 6. They went 3 and out, and Kendrick McNeil returned the punt 19 yards to the Tech 35. And in 6 plays, Ryan Tannehill hit Michael Lamoth on a 5-yard route to put A&M by 15 again. And that proved just enough to hold off Tech's rally attempt in the fourth quarter. Cyrus Gray rushed for 116 yards and a touchdown. Easy Washiku had a nice night, catching 4 balls for 74 yards. Here's Coach Mike Sherman.
I thought our guys responded well to the challenge that they had. Keep fighting the adversity of the ball game. We did some things to put ourselves in some tough situations at times. We kind of went to a running game format because they were forcing us to throw. We were in our subgroup, and so we ended up going with a two tight end package to try to solidify the edges a little bit. It limited us a little bit on what we could call, so we get a little bit conservative there, I thought. But we're able to take time off the clock and be able to move the ball when we had to move the ball for the most part.
Receiver Jeff Fuller left the game early with a concussion. His status for the Baylor game will probably be updated today. Aggies got some freshmen into the game who performed well.
Yeah, we played 2 freshmen today. Played a freshman guard, Jarvis Harrison, and played a freshman at the safety position in Howard Matthews. And thought he came in and made some really, really nice plays for us. And it looks, I got to watch the tape, but I got to guess that Jarvis did a nice job as well. Can't say enough about our offensive line, the job that they did, and controlling the line of scrimmage. That was the difference in the ball game offensively for us to be able to move the ball and run the football the way we did.
Aggies and Baylor will play the final battle of the Brazos for a while anyway when they meet at Kyle Field Saturday morning at 11 a.m. This week's Associated Press College Football Poll has a familiar look. All top 10 teams stayed where they were. LSU, Alabama, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Boise State, the top 5. Next, Oklahoma State, Stanford, Clemson, Oregon, and Arkansas. For the first time since 1982, no team from Florida is in the AP poll. Florida dropped out after losing to number 1 LSU, and Florida State continued its free fall, losing at Wake Forest. Texas fell 11 spots to number 22 after their loss 55-17 to Oklahoma. Michigan State and University of Houston moved into the poll at 23 and 25. The Aggies are 21st in the AP poll, coaches number 23. TCU trustees are scheduled to meet on Monday today and are expected to accept the Big 12's invitation to join the conference. An announcement could come as early as tonight. The Big 12 extended TCU an invitation on Thursday and said that it would begin discussions with the university immediately. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series has been postponed by rain, rescheduled for today at 3:19 start. Texas Rangers lead the visiting Detroit Tigers 1-0 in the best-of-7 showdown after a 3-2 win Saturday that was interrupted twice by rain. Derek Holland still expected to get the ball for the Rangers. He'll go against Max Scherzer. Tiger outfielder Maglio Ordonez is out for the rest of the series because of an ankle injury. The teams will lose their travel day, and the series will continue with Game 3 in Detroit. That'll be tomorrow night. Defending national champion A&M women's basketball team held its first practice last night. Head coach Gary Blair, in his 9th season in charge, returns 3 starters, Cindy Carter, Adora Aladu, and Tyra White, and 10 letter winners to the team that last year produced a school-most 33 wins. Texas A&M will be hosting, by the way, the 2012 NCAA first and second rounds at Reed Arena. On Friday night at Kyle Field, the Crosstown Showdown became a showroom for the Consolidated Tigers in the third quarter as they scored four times and came away with a 49-21 win over Bryan, their seventh straight over the Vikes. Consol is 3-0 and tied with Coppers Cove atop the 12-5A standings, while Bryan dropped to third at 2-1. Consol will host Shoemaker Friday night at Tigerland Stadium, while Bryan will host Coppers Cove. Rudder had last weekend off. They'll be at Manor Friday night to continue district play. Over the weekend, the Aggie soccer team went to Lubbock and got a 2-0 shutout of Texas Tech to go to 4-1 in the Big 12. The volleyball team rallied to beat Kansas on the road in five games. And Oakland posted a 25-20 win at Houston today after longtime team owner Al Davis died. Jason Campbell's two touchdown passes helped the Silver and Black to their third win in five outings. After the game, Coach Gary Kubiak of the Texans.
They controlled the line of scrimmage, and we didn't run the ball a lick. I mean, we're 25 carries for 2.8. You know, we're not going to play good football if that's the case. So you got to give them credit, and they controlled the line of scrimmage. We made some big plays throwing it, which ultimately gave us a chance. But, you know, you're in a game like that, you got to do something at the line of scrimmage, and to me, we weren't able to do that.
And after you look at sports, it's Monday. Thank you, everyone, for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.